Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Karen Jacobson, who is a high-performance strategist, speaker, and author. She works with organizations who want to develop leaders and high-performance teams to be more effective, efficient, and engaged. Dr. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is always fun to interact with you. It's been a couple of years since we actually talked like this, so I enjoyed our green room conversation, and I would love the audience to learn more about you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Managers that lay awake at night trying to figure out how to create high-performance teams.
Yeah. And how many more, this is a rhetorical question, how many more managers now lay awake at night, given that their teams are not physically in the office, but scattered all across in their homes? Like, this is one of those amazing thing that all of a sudden, the breadth of people who need this is so high. And how you make that happen is so important. So Karen, Dr. Karen, tell me more.
One of the interesting things, by the way, with what you just said is now more than ever, because of the fact that they need it, and now also having to figure out how to develop that when they're remote and really being able to maintain that connection. One of the things is being able to understand how your team functions. So we start off by assessing the talent and assessing the team. So I run different assessments for individuals and assessments for teams to really understand their motivations, their talents, and how they do things. And once we have that, and we also understand what are their pain points specifically within the company, I will create a custom program that helps them not only develop the talent, but develop deeper connections, help the managers and the leadership motivate their team members so that they can not only cooperate and collaborate, but become more effective and engaged.
Oh, that's beautiful. And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
My leadership journey started years ago when I was a non-commissioned officer in the Israeli Army, and the positions that I had there were primarily dealing both with what you would translate today as to leadership and development, as well as on the other side with some of the social needs, which is a lot of HR stuff. So I really focused on developing the human capital. And I took a lot of the skills that I've gotten there, not just from the time of the military, but really growing up through two wars and having the understanding of times of stress and times of peace. And the skill sets and the strategies that I've learned, I now bring into the businesses with custom programs that I develop for them. In addition, I also have the educated side. I've taken courses in human potential, human development, neuroscience background as a doctor for many years, and variety of leadership positions, both on a local and national and international level.
Nice. And then you had mentioned there was just a handful of, I mean, you got a bunch of clients, but there were a couple examples you mentioned before that I thought was really powerful.
I've had the opportunity at this point to work with companies that have a global presence and making my way through different channels and divisions, whether it's in transportation area, where I'm dealing with 50 managers from all around, general managers from all around the country, and then going into their little divisions or big pharma with some of their sales team on an international company, or as I've just recently come back from an international tour up in Canada, working with sales teams for a large company.
Oh, nice. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
One of the major outlets that I use is my speaking. So I do keynotes and breakout sessions as well as different training programs. So that's how I end up either with the sales teams or with the leadership teams that I'm working with one-on-one. as well as big conferences that will later on ask me to come in individually into the companies. And in addition to that, because of the fact that if we have thoughts, we want to share them, then we have platforms. We have platforms. I use LinkedIn. I also on LinkedIn not only share my information, but I love curating information and sharing other people's ideas that I find stimulating and that can add to the topic.
So if you're listening to this and you're watching it and you're sitting here going, man, I'm a leader of a group of people who are now remotely connected and I can't sleep at night because they need to be better and I don't know what to do. You're going to want to reach out to Dr. Karen Jacobson. Dr. Karen, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, you want to connect with me and learn some information through LinkedIn. I also do have directly on my website a book me form. My goal is to systemize processes, whether it's working with people or working with systems, to make things easy. So you drop in information in a book me form and I just follow up and contact you and we'll have a nice chat and find out if we're a fit.
Beautiful. And so LinkedIn, it's Dr. Karen Jacobson. The website is?
Dr. Karen Jacobson.
That seems pretty simple. Hey, thank you for joining us and sharing your credibility.
Thank you for having and thank you for doing this. Have a fantastic day.
Oh, thank you. And same to you. And those watching, those listening, you know the importance of Dr. Karen's message. So click on the like button. Share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.